Would you do anything for me? Would you do anything for me? If I was swimming and the sea was stormy and pulled me under, the night was dark and there was thunder, would you be the one to make it all okay? Would you do anything for me? Would you do anything for me? If it was silent and you just held me more an hour, without kisses, without flowers, tell me, baby, would that be okay?
And that was Tara Velarde.
Velarde, yeah.
Yeah, and guess what? That was a song called Anything, and Tara is here in the studio live of the KRFY studios. And welcome to Sandpoint.
Thank you for having me.
And it's really nice to have you live in the studio. You have a very sweet little guitar there in your hands, and we'll hear some music in a little while.
Yeah.
But you're kind of finishing up a little tour around the Pacific Northwest, and you're from?
From Portland, Oregon. Yep. I've been on the road for the last about 3 weeks, actually. We released a new album. That track was actually from the CD released a couple of years ago. We've got a new album out that we released at the end of July. And we were up in Washington, Vancouver, B.C., California, Idaho, Nevada, and now here.
So how long have you been playing music? And you do solo and you do work with your band.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about your musical career.
Well, I've always been singing and making music. I mean, I did, you know, musicals in high school. And I performed all the time, really, but with my band in this format and performing even as a solo artist, really only the last probably 2 or 3 years.
What brought you to the point of saying, I'm going to become a musician and write songs, play music? What changed? What kind of instituted
you know,
that?
It was kind of building for a long time, but I did have a moment, really. I've been writing songs since I was 16, so that was 9 years ago. And I had always just kind of kept it on the back burner. I studied choral ed when I was in college, but it was always really what I wanted to do most. And then I saw a concert 2 years ago, almost exactly, of the Avett Brothers, one of my favorite bands. And I saw them at Edgefield up near Portland, and it really just lit a fire in me, and I decided that I was going to go for it.
And you said you started writing music about 9 years ago when you were 16. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what was that first endeavor like?
Nothing I'd play now, for sure. You know, I was, you know, 16. A lot of them were kind of angsty songs. And I was actually pretty self-aware that they were like that. But I kept writing. I played them for select people. And as I got older, I had more legitimate songwriting material to use. And so I just kind of developed my craft through the years.
So in the very beginning, it was what a 16-year-old would kind of look at, but yeah. A little bit mature. And did you have the vision that you'd be out touring someday and have your own band?
I think I wanted to do that, but I had no idea what it would take. Mm-hmm. And the more that I kind of continue on this path, the more I realize that it takes just more than I had ever thought. But, you know, I get older and I get more experienced, and I feel like I can achieve each of those things as they come my way. So
is it your main source of income, or do you have a day job?
I do have a day job, but my day job is also music. I'm a music teacher. So.
Oh, nice. In a school?
I have been. The last couple of years, I was teaching elementary music part-time, and this fall, actually next week, I'm going to start private lessons full-time.
And on what instrument?
Mostly piano and voice, but also, you know, whatever they want to learn, guitar, mm-hmm. harmonica, trumpet, you know, flute, mm-hmm. whatever it is.
How did you find your style, and how would you describe it?
My style, I've been describing it most recently as indie folk songstress. That's really been my catchphrase, because mm-hmm. so many of my favorite artists that are really influential for me are kind of in that indie folk vein, like Ingrid Michaelson, Regina Spektor, Brandi Carlile, Laura Marling. A lot of those ladies are just really vocally and lyrically inspiring to me. So it's, you know, the songstress element is kind of that singer-songwriter solo portion, and then the indie folk is more kind of my full band format that I also perform with.
And where are they now? He's back home?
Working, yeah.
To their day jobs.
Yes.
Go eat to your day job.
Exactly. I took the month off because mm-hmm. I can do that as a teacher. I don't get paid, but I can still be like, see you guys in September, you know. But they have to kind of come out on weekends. So that's how it's been.
I'm sure in the beginning, as you said, you performed solo. Mm-hmm. But then you got used to having your band, the yeah. indie part of the yeah. whole evolved experiment mm-hmm. experience.
Yeah, both.
And what's it been like lately being solo again?
That's actually like a very pertinent question, because I've been feeling that. I remember when I first took my first couple shows were at just like coffee shops, and I played for like 2 or 3 hours solo, which was kind of a brutal way to introduce myself to that. But it's just all you, you know, and it's just, you're totally exposed. There's no one else to kind of duck behind. And not that I really duck behind people, but I definitely can step back for a second and let my guitarist, you know, take a chorus or something. And now playing for 2 or 3 hours for these last 10 days solo has been kind of grueling in some ways, but also kind of liberating. I can do whatever I want. You know, I can add another verse here or take a little longer on the guitar part, and it, you know, it's just me. So, mm-hmm.
yeah. In the moment, there's no choreography. Mm-hmm. It's a new experience.
Yep, no one else I'm going to throw off.
Well, you know, I about at this point in time of an interview with a live musician in the studio, mm-hmm. it's always nice to hear a song.
Yeah.
And to hear a little bit about, because we like to talk about songwriting.
Yeah.
And a little bit about how the song came about and mm-hmm. anything else you want to say about the song. And then we'd love to hear it.
Yeah.
The name of it, too.
Well, this one, I think I'm going to do this one first because it's the name of the album. The new album release is Get Out and Walk. It's also the name of the tour. I thought it was thematic to be the tour name as well. And it's a song I chose to be the title track because it kind of encapsulates a portion of my life these last couple of years. Coming out of school, being a music teacher, and trying to just get everything together and survive and do more than survive also. So I wrote this song actually one night. I had totaled my car. I didn't have a car. I was totally broke, totally poor, busing to work, borrowing my boss's car to get to and from work. And it was probably one of my lowest points just with morale. And so I wrote this song while I was walking on a highway at night, actually, as the lyrics say. And so I chose it as the title track because it's encouraging to me to hear the song and know that I was able to push through that thing. And I've got it in my back pocket now, something that I did, you know.
And what's the name of it?
Get Out and Walk. Have you ever really walked on a highway at night and given your fears a good fight? Have you ever expected for no one to stop and for no one to hear your clip and your claw? When your feet are the only things moving you, and there is no cheat to reach the next view, don't you ever forget that feeling when you see a soul walking on a highway at night. La da 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 da.
Wow. Get out and walk. Tara Velarde. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh, I would say songstress, but boisterous.
Boisterous, yeah.
You really use your voice in such a beautiful, beautiful way.
Thank you.
Do you teach voice lessons? You said that.
I do. I consider myself primarily a vocalist. That's what I love.
I see it. I get it. I got that. Wow,
thank
you. That was a breathtaking song.
Oh, thank you.
So that's from your new CD.
Mm-hmm. My new album, Get Out and Walk.
Get Out and Walk.
Yeah. It's the second track. And it's a full 10 track CD. It's our first full length endeavor that we've done. So I'm really proud of it. It's got some solo format stuff. It's got some full band stuff. We had strings players come in, banjo player come in, all kinds of stuff. So
a lot of fun. And
yeah,
where was this recorded in Portland?
At a place called the Map Room.
Okay.
And we recorded it really pretty live format. We went back and did some touching up and some overdubs. But most of it was pretty live, which I think just really captures that energy.
Sure.
So
absolutely. How fun is that?
Yeah.
And, you know, for everyone that's listening, this is a live interview with Tara Velarde.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in luck because tonight you can go down to Eichardt's and during Truck Mills' jam session that he has every Monday night, the Monday Night Jam, Tara will be featuring some of her music down there, just a little special concert for those that make it down. And it's usually pretty crowded on a Monday night. So
yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Fortunate for us that you'll be down there.
Yeah.
And we're talking about songwriting and song making music and things like that. And you're just kind of winding up a tour and you're in Bozeman last couple nights over the weekend. This morning.
Yeah.
You drove quite a ways today.
Yes.
Did you get to go down to the beach here?
Today, yeah, that's where I was. I was just getting my tan on down there before I came over.
It feels good. It's a beautiful day out.
It was so nice.
One of the things I wanted to just touch on briefly is the music industry today is very different than it was even when you started when you were a young girl, 16.
Mm-hmm.
And what we have is lots of new music, lots of musicians, lots of styles, and a very different approach. What is your picture of your future as a musician and a performer?
You know, I think it is important to have those goals. And for me, what I would love to ultimately do is write music, record music, tour it around and play it live, and just do that, you know? And that's a tricky thing to do. There's a lot to get done before you're at that point, but I feel that, you know, we're already well on our way, and, you know, with this CD, we're doing this tour, we're going to be doing a lot of promotions continually, you know, returning back to these places, so that's ultimately my goal, yeah.
That's pretty good. Well, we'll be in luck if you come back to Sandpoint.
Oh, definitely.
Tonight you'll be at Eichardt's, so that'll be fun.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to also touch on briefly, since you're a teacher in schools, how important do you feel it is to have music education?
So important. So important. Coming from Portland, really, for a long time, my big goal was to be a high school choir director. And that's still a thing that I love to do. Like I said, I teach private lessons. I have about 35 private lesson students back in Portland. And I also teach a community choir for kids in Newburgh, which is outside of Portland. And so I'm a little more on the independent side now, but I've worked with a lot of people in the Portland music ed scene, and it's rough, you know. These kids love music, and it's so important for them, just emotionally and developmentally, but it's really a fight to get that in their daily lives, and it's so important. I've seen firsthand.
The public schools in Portland pretty supportive of that.
You know, the people are. Portland's a very artistic city. Everyone really loves it. But financially, it has been hard to get arts and music programs to stay in schools.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we both know that it's very important for children in so many different ways. What are some of the, besides the obvious, I think there's brain development stuff going on. And as you say, the emotional development, too. What have you seen specifically?
You know,
in a class of, I don't know what grade you teach, but...
Oh, all ages. all ages, and, you know, at different stages of people's lives, of course, you know, certain elements of music are going to kind of affect them more. But I would say across the board, learning to make music and be comfortable with music helps you with your just sense of personal development and pride in being able to do something, an accomplishment. It also gives you just social skills working with other people in group settings or even a one-on-one setting. It really creates community and a sense of responsibility, you know, to hold up your part and everything. And also it's just, you know, it's just making art. It's just enjoyable. It feeds your soul in the same way that you like to listen to music because it's relaxing. It makes you feel good. And being able to make music does that for you also.
And as you know, singing does a whole lot more. It's this enjoyment. Mm-hmm. It's so fun. And
it is.
I can tell you're having fun with your voice all the time. I just want to remind our listeners, this is 88.5 KRFY, listener-supported community radio for North Idaho. I'm Susie Prez, and we are live here in the studio with Tara Velarde.
Tara Velarde.
I know, I'm getting it. And she's a traveling musician just coming through Sandpoint. She'll be playing a little bit, a feature tonight at the jam at iCart, so you can go down there with Chuck Mills tonight and hear some more of this. But I think it's time for another song.
Yeah, what let's do say? It. Yeah. Okay. This is the first track on the album. It's called The Men That Love Her.
They're gonna
is it? How fun is that?
Pretty fun.
Lots of things came through on that song. The lyrics were really pretty poetic.
Thank you. Uh-huh. You know, when I was a kid, I wanted to be a poet. That was what I wanted to be, was a writer or a poet. So I think that poetic style comes through. Hopefully. I'm glad it does.
Yeah. And so we're here in the studios live with Tara Velarde. Mm-hmm. And that was your song called The Men Who Love Her from your new CD, your new album, we call it in the business, right? Get Out and Walk.
Get Out and Walk.
And you will be at iCards tonight, kind of showcasing a few of your favorite songs.
Yeah.
It's a really fun venue. Everybody loves it there. So
awesome.
What time does that start? Do you know?
I believe 7.
Okay.
That's when I'm planning on going over.
Okay.
I think that's when it starts, so I'll probably be there earlier. But
a songstress, voicestress, passing through Sandpoint and wanted to come and do an interview here on KRFY. Yeah. Really appreciate that you thought of us and contacted me a long time ago. You're really good at that.
Thanks. I was putting this tour together, and I just love hitting up community radio stations because they're just so passionate about what they do, so passionate about musicians and people that are writing and making music. It's just always a really good time.
Mm-hmm. And you said that early on you wanted to be a writer and write poetry. So that is kind of your inspiration. Where do you find like a song like that or the one we heard before, one that's coming up? All over the place, I'm sure, but where is the fount of that creativity in you?
I think that, you know, as I'm going through each day, I'm a very deep thinker. You know, I'm always thinking about things and noticing things. And I especially am just so intrigued by people. You know, I think just people's personalities and characters and tendencies are just so interesting to me. And so I'm always looking at, you know, what's motivating other people and what's motivating me as well, and kind of drawing those connections and trying to look at my specific life experiences, but also kind of zoom out a little and see that in a broader context and draw some parallels. So.
And so how do you keep track of all that?
I don't.
Inspiration.
No,
I don't want to lose a song there.
No, definitely not. I do a lot of voice memos on my phone, and I also keep track of lyrics. But I would say that most of my songs come out in one or two sessions. You know, some people really write down a line or two at a time. And for me, I'll kind of be formulating and thinking of a concept or a topic, and then I'll sit down and it'll be the right time. It'll be kind of fully cooked, and I'll write it all out at once.
So you might have a book with a bunch of lyrics and ideas in several.
Yeah.
But the song itself incorporates one of those ideas, the words, the lyrics, into a sound. And so the words come first and then the music, you sit down, or you just kind of, it happens together, they find each other?
I find that it happens almost simultaneously. What I feel are my best songs really happen when I start with a musical theme and something that I like, something that's interesting or novel, and then I start to plug in one of those concepts that I have cooking. And then I find if it's kind of got a more mellow mood to the guitar that I'm playing around with or the piano, then I'll be like, okay, what's a concept that fits this mood? And then I'll kind of plug it in and it kind of writes itself.
Do you ever write a song and say, I like that song, and then it just never really makes it to the forefront?
Yeah.
It never comes out.
Yeah, so those ones always make me sad.
Well, maybe they're just on a shelf somewhere, and their day will come.
Their day, yeah, I think so. And sometimes it's a matter of me going back and saying, I've gone back and said, actually, this is a great song. And maybe previously I thought it was not very good, but it actually, I've brought songs back after a while. And some songs I've had to go back and look critically and say, here's the part that I don't like, and I'll fix it. And then we've got a perfectly good thing going on, you know?
Yeah, just a little tweak sometimes can make all the difference.
Yeah.
Well, we'd like to hear another song. We are live here in the studios of 88.5 KRFY with Tara Velarde, and she's a traveling musician that has graced our studio with her presence, her voice, and her beautiful songs, and we're going to hear another song live.
Well, thanks for having me out. This is a song from the first album that we released All of these songs that I'm playing today can be found at taravelardimusic.com. My name is T-A-R-A. Last name is V-E-L-A-R-D-E music.com. They're all streamable and downloadable there. So this is one from the first album, like I said, and it's called Proximity.
Wow. I don't know what else to say. You're blessed with a beautiful voice.
Thank you so much.
How wonderful that is. And thank you for sharing that with us. And that was Tara Velarde.
Mm-hmm.
Say it right?
Yeah.
And that song was called Proximity.
Yep.
And written by Tara and played here live in the studios of 88.5 KRFY. We're so happy you came in.
Thank
and
you.
Thought to stop by.
Yeah.
I want to remind our listeners that this interview will be podcast on our website, probably under Between the Notes, my show that is about songwriting. We talked a lot about that today. Yeah. And you will be tonight at Eichhardt's at the open mic kind of thing with Jam with Truck Mills and featuring some of these songs, so which will be a real treat for our community here.
Yeah.
And remember, you're going to contact us if you're ever coming back through
absolutely.
We can get you a show somewhere and do the whole thing. So thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me. It's just so wonderful to come out and to talk and get to play my songs for you.
Great. We're going to go out with a pre-recorded song. Mm-hmm. This is called Work. Mm-hmm. And it's off your new album. Mm-hmm. And here we go. I think I've got this all set up. Thank you again.
Thank you.
See you tonight at Eichhardt's.